John chapter 3, I'm going to begin reading at verse 31. John 3, beginning to read at verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that cometh from above is above all, and he that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earthly, of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all, and what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Father, teach us that which we need to learn. Help us to see Christ above all. Amen. Amen. Here is a Bible passage about Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. It was spoken by John the Baptist. John the Baptist, the greatest wilderness preacher who took into the sins of his day with a sword in one hand and a torch in the other. John the Baptist, who was a shining light for Jesus. John the Baptist, of whom Jesus said, a greater prophet hath never been born of woman. John the Baptist almost always spoke in judicial tones, firing out arrows of words that pierced the hearts of the fancy formalists, of the artful hypocrites, and of the skeptical Sadducees, and the materialistic-minded, money-greedy, money-grabbing men of his day. They all came under the sound of John the Baptist. Yes. Yes, I did. Now, Pastor shared with us regarding John the Baptist and who he was. And we learned much regarding John the Baptist. I suppose John would have a hard time today getting a call to the average church. Probably even the average fundamental church would be reluctant to hire as their pastor John the Baptist. Get him in as the evangelist for the week? Why, he dressed peculiar. And he ate strangely. Into whose home could we put him for food? But this fiery prophet knew enough to be obedient and submissive to God. Humble enough to be anointed by the Holy Spirit with his power and glory. It was John who told us, Jesus must increase. I, John, must decrease. The words of the scripture, he must increase, but I must decrease. Well, this John the Baptist has very clearly stated a remarkable basic truth here in verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all. And that's what we want to look at. How Jesus is above all. Now, we'll not say every way in which Jesus is above all. Why, the Bible itself says that the world could not contain all of the writings of this wonderful one. But we can look at a little bit. As creator of all things, he is above all in his relationship to the physical universe which he created. It's majestic in its mountains, its prairies, its forests. I think of Bob as he travels out west, and we had a daughter, granddaughter, who traveled to Colorado and showed us some of the pictures of the mountains and the plains, and my, it's something. He created them. The rivers, The sun rises, the sun sets, the skies, the stars. No matter where you look, you will see the signature of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes it is so small, you must take a microscope to see it. And other times it is so large, yet so far away from our planet, that you need a special telescope to be able to take a journey the millions of miles to see that signature of creation. The signature of Jesus is there. Jesus is the designer behind all of the designs of this marvelous universe, of this planet of ours in the universe. Now, when you go home tonight, if you turn on the Discovery Channel or the Learning Channel or the National Geographic Channel, you'll find out that they are all still searching to know where it came from.
Yeah, that's right.
How did we get here? We know how we got here.
Amen.
This blessed old black book, and even if you have a red or a brown one, it's the Bible. It tells us of how we got here. What are the details of us? We have a grandson who's home from the Navy. And I don't know his father's side well enough to know, but I know our side, and so I say, I don't know where he got his mind. He was talking to me about Einstein's theory of relativity, general relativity, and special relativity. And all I know is sitting on the sofa was a relative of mine. And his intellectual level is so far beyond what the rest of us in the family are at. And but was pleased to hear him as he would relate it back to what he knows about his God and his Bible. And that's, of course, so very important. So we know these things because the Bible teaches us. Now let's look at a few verses. John chapter 1, you're still in John. Chapter 1, verse 3. John 1, 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Now there's a very clear statement. I know sometimes we can read a verse and we might be able to differ a little bit on what it means and how we understand it. That's very clear. The average first grader could understand what it's saying. All we have to do is identify the who the him is. And we know the him is Jesus Christ. And he says, all things were made by Jesus Christ, and without Jesus Christ was not anything made that was made. That's very clear. If you look at Colossians, going back several books to Colossians, those letters of Paul, as you're flipping through for them, if your pages are a little newer like mine are, you can flip through all the way back to Timothy. But anyway, Colossians chapter 1. And we're going to look in Colossians 1 to verse 16. For by him, that's Jesus Christ, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, everything. All things were created by him and for him. So why are those majestic mountains out west that Bob Balow's going to see as he travels? Why were those plains, pictures, and beautiful streams that our granddaughters put on her Facebook? Why were they made? They were made for his glory.
Amen.
Now we live on the planet that benefits from them, but they were made for his glory. Hebrews chapter 12. So Jennifer, next time you talk to Bob, you let him know that the preacher was preaching about him. And then do a sufficient pause. And then before he can say something, y'all, let him know it was favorable. And if you use it otherwise, He'll let me know, and I'll dig into it. All right, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners, various times, many ways, spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, here it is, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, here it is, by whom also he made the worlds. He made the worlds. He created the universe. Is there life on another planet? And so somebody finds in a capsule that went up to Mars or wherever we go, and they come back, and look, there's a little bit of moisture there. There could have been life there. And we go from could have been to probably was awful quick. And somebody says, well, what if? What if there are other people there? And of course, they've all watched movies, and so they've seen weird E.T.-looking kind of creatures. And so, did Jesus die for them? Depending on who I'm talking to, I'll just say, why don't you just deal with life? What's it matter? If something is found there, God will tell us about it when we need to know. In the meantime, okay, it's just foolishness. Foolishness. Jesus is above all in his relation to this universe, which he conceived by his wisdom, created by the word of his power. He conceived it by his wisdom. God, the Father, Son, and Spirit, they conceived by his wisdom what was going to be made. The whole universe, the whole of everything. There was nothing. Well, what did God create it out of? Nothing. It's called ex nihilo. Hilo. Which one? Not hi-ho. Okay, that's the ice cream place in Olean. Ex-nihilo. It's a term that means creating out of nothing. You and I can create, but it's out of whatever already exists. When God made, there was nothing. Now, you and I have a hard time putting our minds around that. Because all we have known is what exists. That's another one my grandson was talking about. Is time just a sequence of so many hours, so many months, so many weeks? Or is time actually an endless thing? It is not a beginning or an end. Time is just. And oh my goodness, I don't know. All I know is I don't have much time. I got to get ready for tonight. That's what God did. God, the Godhead, thought it through and conceived what they were going to do in creation. That's not just the earth. That's the whole of everything that is. I can't imagine nothing. And God was there in nothing. Even saying nothing, it's a term contrasting it to everything that is. But according to verse 2, okay, it says all things, he was appointed heir of all things by whom also he made the world. So he conceived it by his wisdom, and then he created it by his what? Word. In the beginning, God created. And he said, let the earth bring forth. Right. And he created by his words. Now you and I can create. And of course, people born with creative skills can do so much more. Yes, thank you, Tanya. I was meant to have a touch of humor in it. We can create. But we have to have something to create. And then when we have something to create from, you can't just say, let there be a cup. What's styrofoam made out of?
Chemicals.
All right, let's take a bowl of chemicals, set it there. The chemicals that can make styrofoam. Cup. I mean, they put people in funny houses for this sort of thing. We cannot create by words. We may be able to take the various ingredients that go into a styrofoam cup. Obviously we can. Somebody can. And we can inject them into a mold. And we can use the process. And whammo, we got a cup. But we can't do it just by word. But that's how our marvelous, majestic, and mighty God created. He conceived what he was going to create. And then he did it by merely speaking it. Who put the sun in the sky, the stars at night? Who gave the bird a song, the dog a bark, the cat a meow? And I thought of Trevor when I wrote that, and now he's not here to hear. Who put the rivers in the earth? And who put love in your heart and my heart?
Amen, brother. Yes.
He who is above all, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
That's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at, we got five more things about this Jesus who is above all and how he is above all. That's what we'll look at.